Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, as I mentioned in the first hour, I've done something I said I was never going to do again. I have made quite the show over the course of time about small guns, about carrying a small gun and relying on that as your carry gun. And 95% of the time, I will be carrying a, what I would refer to as a standard size gun, even though it may be the smaller configuration of whatever model is out there, like the Staccato CS or the Glock 45, you know. But what I discovered, while on the one hand, I wondered, why do they even make these? Now, I know for some people that the carry gun, the more comfortable the carry gun is, the more likely they are to carry it. I get it. There's way too many SIG P365s out there for me to believe that, you know, it's not a carry gun that people like. Lots of people carry it. Lots of people I respect carry it, right? But the size, as far as that being the principal and only carrying gun, that's where I've always sort of drawn the line. But let me describe the scenario. So I'm in a venue where we have some of the highest dollar bourbon and scotch you've ever seen in your life, and everybody there that is there to sample it and to sample the food and all the other things. There's nobody getting drunk. Everybody is behaving in a very responsible way. And I'm trying to film it all. And I'm trying to move through the crowd. And at the same time, in the state in which I live, it is not illegal for me to have a gun show. It's not illegal for me to have a gun in a bar. And still, I'm very conscious of the fact that I'm carrying the Staccato C2. Normally, I would not be, because I would not be moving in the manner in which I was moving as much. I wasn't moving as much as, say, if I were in yoga class, but I was moving a lot, and I was having to compress a lot. And, well, I've lost weight, and I can compress. I was very conscious of what was going on. And so I began to ask myself, how can I make this better? And that was the question. How can I make this better? Because I'm going to have to film again in another event. And I will be carrying a gun. I carry a gun everywhere I go. Most of the guns that I carry would be considered, at their smallest, they would be considered compact. Staccato CS, the CZP-07. I have a CZP-07. My friend Andy gave me that is a good carry gun. But they're not, you know, they're on the upper end of the small gun as far as size is concerned. Double stacks, you know, all of them would be considered to be almost, I don't know, a combat pistol of a sort, a fighting pistol. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want a fighting pistol. I want to be carrying a fighting pistol. However, sometimes I discovered, and I mean, I'm not happy I discovered it, but I discovered that smaller sometimes makes things a little easier. And one of the things that I'm noticing is that, like say with Staccato, my understanding with Staccato is that they're going to redesign the mags and they're going to bring the grip size down of some of the other guns as well. Because one of the problems with some of these guns, because they are being adopted by certain law enforcement agencies, it comes down to grip size, you know. So they're going to make it a little slimmer. Still going to hold the same amount of ammunition, and it's still going to be a 16-round mag, just like in the CS. There's a lot of people I know that have given up on every gun but the CS now, because the CS is just that good, and it is a superb firearm. But in the application I was looking at the other day, it was just and I wasn't carrying the CS, I was carrying the C2, which is just a little bit bigger than it. So now I have a Glock 43. 6-round magazines is what it came with. I've talked to my guy Dan at Hive Technologies, and he's going to set me up with some plus threes, so I can carry a 6-rounder in the gun, but I can have a couple of nines with me. We are approaching, you know, what I consider to be a acceptable level of ammo. I like double figures. I like 10 rounds. I don't know why. I just do. But there's one thing that is weighing on me as I think about this. Is I've gotten this, because now it occurs to me that I've got to take this gun out and train with it. I've got to get some trigger time on it. I'm gonna replace it with an Overwatch Patriot trigger from Hive Technologies, a trigger on it. And that's going to be the extent of my modification. I saw one when I was buying this. Somebody tried to turn it into a much bigger gun and put an accessory rail on it and some sort of charging handle enhancement on the back of the slide. And I don't know why you would do that to a gun that size, because you get it that size to make it easier to carry. So on top of everything else I'm doing, I've now I've added another gun to my rotation, and this one, which is unlike the other two because of its size, this one's going to take a little bit of a tweaking, but all of the tweaks, besides the physical tweaks, the magazine capacity, the trigger, everything else is going to happen on the range. And it's all going to come down to the range. Me and Super Dave, we're going to talk about it. I mean, I bought it from a guy named Dewey's Pawn Shop. He and I are going to talk about it on the local station. Small guns are both a boon and an albatross when you're going to carry them. But if you're going to carry them, you got to get serious about the task at hand, which is to be competent with them. This one is small. It's thin, and I've tried carrying it for the last couple of days, and it is easy. So, I have found the solution to my problem. Now I just have to complete that solution. So, some of you, you know, my email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. I would like to know your opinion of this. Are you carrying a smaller gun? If you are you happy with it? I know a lot of people carry Smith 642s happy all day. 5-rounders, you know, they carry a couple of speed loaders. They got 15 rounds altogether. They think that's all they're going to need. And along with being that gun carrier, they're also more aware. So, like all good gunfighters, they're avoiding the gunfight. This issue will come up again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You've heard me and Dean talk about this. The age-old question, and it, you know, the debate is up again. Recently, two hikers, two adventurers, as they would call them, and in Canada, where in Canada you cannot carry a gun into a national park, two of them were mauled to death by a grizzly. And an empty can of beer spray, an empty can of bear spray was found at the scene. Also, hunters in Yellowstone Country have shot bears in self-defense recently. So now bear spray is, now there's question marks behind that as far as if that is a good defense against a bear in grizzly country. And the answer is, it could, you know, it depends. Wildlife biologist Frank Von Manen said there are scenarios where a firearm is a better option. For example, when dealing with an extremely aggressive bear, situations where bear spray did not deter the animal, or when a firearm provides a quicker response time. Of course, effective and safe use of a firearm under such a duress situation requires good skills, with the main goal being to eliminate the threat without risking the lives of others. And he is the supervisory biologist for the U.S. Geological Survey's Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team. Former Navy SEAL and outdoorsman Chris Forrest of Bozeman, Montana, said he carries carrying both. He said, my quote I always use is, two is one and one is none. A can of bear spray usually works, but if it doesn't and that's all you have, then you're out of options. And he offers a two-day Surviving the Grizz Backcountry safety course. The general consensus seems to be that bear spray is the better overall option and firearms aren't allowed in some areas. Is that correct? So, let's look at what happened in Canada. Doug Inglis and his longtime partner, Jenny Gus, both 62, were killed by a grizzly along with their dog last week in a remote section of Canada's Banff National Park. They were known to be highly experienced in grizzly country, and a fully discharged can of bear spray was found at the scene of their deaths. Emergency responders also found an aggressive grizzly at the scene and were forced to shoot and kill it. We know nothing about how the attack unfolded, including whether the couple's dog might have agitated the bear. Now, experts recently told Cowboy State Daily that unless a dog has been specially bred and trained to deal with grizzlies, it's generally a bad idea to take a dog into bear country. Now, there's no way of knowing the specifics of the Banff attack, but Van Manen agreed that the dog can either help stop a grizzly attack or make it worse. He said, there's not a simple answer to this. Like a horse, a dog is likely to detect a bear much earlier than humans. A well-trained dog that is experienced around bears can serve as a useful extension of our own senses and act as an early warning system. However, there have been instances where a dog provokes a bear attack and runs back to its owners, thus increasing the risk of a harmful encounter. An owner that keeps a dog at heel will have a lower risk than someone who lets their dog roam, so human behavior plays a role as well. As for the bear spray apparently being used during the attack, Forrest said he knows of situations where that didn't work either. He said sometimes they take a hit of it and they run off and shake it off and then they come back at you because they're mad. Now, a gun would not have been a legal option for Ingles and Gus because Canada doesn't allow civilians to have firearms in their national parks. You can carry them in Yellowstone National Park, although it's illegal to actually shoot them there. Even so, Parr said it might be, if it comes down to a life or death situation, you have to consider shooting the grizzly and then living to face a possible illegal discharge of a firearm charge. Flares also are a better defense option that work in the wetter north country and might have turned the tide in favor of the humans in Banff. He said, surviving the grizz instructor said, we actually teach the use of marine flares in our class as another possible bear deterrent. They're super bright, they're hot, and they hiss. You can hold them between yourself and the bear. That's actually worked out okay in, places like Alaska, but in a drier climate like Wyoming, there could be a serious drawback to igniting a flare to drive a grizzly off. If it's in the summer, in August, and you start a forest fire with a flare, you're going to be liable for that forest fire. Now, Canadian officials, and this is always the case, they reported that bear attacks in Banff are extremely rare, making the Inglis and Gus deaths all the more baffling. The couple was no strangers to this area, and they had never had any previous trouble with grizzlies there. But bears, like any other critter, can have variations in personality. Van Manen said there's lots of factors that can influence how aggressive a bear may be in a particular circumstance. Behavior and personality of individual bears does vary widely, including their level of aggression. And the genetics can factor in, too. He said there's some evidence that it can vary among populations as well, but there are a few examples where this has been quantified. Now, what we know right now is that this year is not unusual for bear shootings. In Yellowstone, the number of grizzlies being shot and killed by hunters claiming self-defense this fall, most recently in Idaho, might seem unusual, but it's actually about average. Van Manen said, regarding the defense of life kills by hunters in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, over the last 20 years, the average is about 5 per year. We're close to that number this year, but so far within the range of what we have observed in previous years. I would not go into bear country with only bear spray. I am not a hunter. I have not been in the wilderness since I was in Europe. Since I was at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. So I haven't been in the wilderness since I was here in Kentucky. And, while I do have a gun or two that would handle that, I would be carrying it. I would be carrying that weapon. And I know the old adage, ounces equal pounds and pounds equals pain when you're out there hiking around, but your life might depend on it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
U.S. USA News Update. In international airspace near Yemen, an American military drone has been shot down. A U.S. defense official stated that the MQ-9 Reaper drone was targeted and shot down while operating in international airspace over waters that are also considered international territory. An additional 80 trucks carrying humanitarian aid are being dispatched into Gaza.
That brings the total to 650. Again, not enough.
According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, efforts are ongoing to secure even more aid. Tonight, former President Trump is scheduled to host a rally, while other GOP presidential contenders might seize the opportunity during a debate to attribute last night's election losses to him. Throughout the day, candidates have been pointing fingers at Trump, either directly or indirectly, for the Republicans' less-than-stellar performance in Tuesday's elections. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have the United States versus Rahimi that is currently making its way in the Supreme Court. And the question is, if somebody comes up for a domestic violence restraining order, can they be subjected to a prohibition on owning a gun or having a gun? And the question is, if you do that, does that violate the Second Amendment? A lot of people weighing in on this one. Now, according to Georgetown University professor William English, it does. He is a political economist and teaches at the McDonough School of Business in Georgetown. And he has always, or for a very long time, he's investigated the impact that the denial of constitutional rights of those who've been wrongfully accused of domestic violence without due process has had on the millions who have suffered these kind of denials. Now, this had its genesis in the Gun Control Act of 1968, but that has been repeatedly amended and expanded to the point today where someone suffering under DVRO is automatically denied their Second Amendment right. Going back to February of 2020, Zachary Rahimi, he was issued a DVRO by his ex-girlfriend. She accused him of assaulting her, and the DVRO was issued. He was later found to possess some and was charged and convicted under Section 922. He filed suit, claiming the law is unconstitutional. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed in February of this year. Judge Corey Wilson ruled that under Bruin, there is no historical tradition that supported the law and ruled in favor of Rahimi. So the Biden Department of Justice has appealed this in the case now being heard by the Supreme Court. And the brief from Professor English adds to the weight of the arguments against Section 922. The first thing he points out, which is true, we live in the hashtag MeToo movement. We just saw what happened with Trevor Bauer, the Major League pitcher. He claims that such orders are widely abused, often in an effort by a party to obtain a tactical advantage during divorce and custody cases. And he provides evidence that while the defendant must suffer the consequences, both legal and financial, of defending himself, because most DVROs are issued against men, there are no consequences for the other party. He writes that empirical evidence that restrictions on firearms ownership accompanying such orders are effective at preventing domestic violence is weak, and that's because it's not existent. So, if you want to say it another way, the domestic violence restraining order just doesn't work. But what there is strong evidence of is that these are widely used and abused, and the net effect that millions of innocent law-abiding citizens have been deprived of their Second Amendment rights without any due process, except for the only thing that is condemning for them is they're in a breakup. Now, Professor English referred to his monumental and highly regarded survey or study, the National Firearms Survey, which documents that there are more than 1.6 million defensive gun right use incidents in the U.S. every year. And that because of the increasing use of DVROs, gun owners falsely accused under the federal law are themselves placed in danger when that law deprives them of the ability to defend themselves. And the blanket indictment of innocence based solely on having a DVRO inflicted on them is repugnant. He writes, blanket deprivation of constitutional rights for classes of people based on statistical properties of those classes as a whole would have repugnant legal implications where courts or which courts have roundly rejected. He also comes really close, to claiming that Section 922 is deliberately targeting lawful gun owners by depriving them of robust due process guaranteed under the Fourth Amendment. He writes, for the vast majority of citizens, firearms are life-saving devices, and they should not be readily removed without the sorts of robust due process and other protections we see in involuntary civil commitments and imprisonment. He also said, not only is 922 unconstitutional based on the clear standards established by Bruin, it is also poor public policy, prone to gross abuse with meager evidence of efficacy. The number of people, usually male gun owners, being subjected to abuse under Section 922 is staggering. There are over 2 million active protective orders for alleged domestic violence nationwide issued each year. The efficacy of Section 922 in preventing deaths in even the most optimistic studies is around 120 a year. And on the other hand, English wrote, 4,000 persons die of unintentional drownings each year, and yet we still permit recreational swimming. And so, therefore, we must evaluate the putative and likely benefits of these laws in the context of their cost for the millions of people subject to them who are not violent. See, what he's doing is he's talking about the primary problem here. The DVROs are often requested and granted for the most trivial or devious reason. He writes, the problem is that protective orders can be obtained under false or trivial pretenses, and there are systematic pressures to do so for strategic purposes within romantic and marital disputes. Another problem is the enormity of how many they're doing every year. More than 20.4 million adults report being falsely accused of domestic violence, child abuse, sexual assault, or other forms of abuse. And that means that millions of innocent accused people can potentially be denied Second Amendment rights, which are rights that research has consistently shown are vital for self-defense. He was not real happy with the whole due process thing of the DVRO. He said, it can be argued that disarming men would bring benefits for public safety, but this conclusion would be repugnant to civil rights. Focusing on the non-innate risk characteristics is not a promising path to pursue either. Further, he said, when he concluded, the problem with 922 and laws like it is that their net effect is to deprive a large class of citizens, many who have been falsely accused of their fundamental constitutional right to keep and bear arms without due process, jeopardizing their own safety. Moreover, the benefits to public safety are estimated to be small, in the best case, and perhaps non-existent. Finally, while these laws may pursue a laudable public purpose of disarming genuinely dangerous aggressors, there are other ways to effectively pursue the same while protecting due process and Second Amendment rights. The DVRO is basically the red flag order, except it's involving two people. It's a couples thing. And just like the red flag law, what they do is they remove guns. They don't remove the dangerous person from the equation. Carol Bound knows about this. So there has to be a better way, another way for this to be handled than this one. Because any law that throws this wide of a net and allows this much, this many rights to be trampled on has got to go. It has simply got to go. Now, this Rahimi guy, he's not exactly an angel by any stretch of the imagination, and we'll see, you know, what comes for him later on down the road, because we always watch these guys. But just like Bruin and Heller and McDonald, this is one of these cases where we're going to see where it takes us, because it is definitely taking us somewhere. 922, that one's got to go. That one's got to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. See, this whole thing with the smaller gun thing, this is, it's not going to keep me up at night, but it is making me think, because I am a firm believer in capacity. Now, looking at statistics, I don't need capacity. Except statistics are not indicative of every situation. We have seen other situations. I mean, we just saw something, in Israel where Hamas was coming in on hang gliders. Not hang gliders. I guess it was a hang glider of some sort. Whatever it is, I don't know the actual nomenclature of it, the little motorized parasails. Parasails. They came in on those. And you could see them coming in on them, too. And nobody was prepared for that. And even if they had been prepared, given the firepower and the amount of people that were coming in, I don't know how effective they would have been, but it would not have been the slaughter that it was. So, there's a very nuanced area of ammunition capacity that bothers me as I embark on this little program. Now, the average number of rounds that is fired in a defensive gun use is a statistic that prompts debate and speculation. And you got to look at this with a very critical eye. You got to recognize that averages can sometimes mask the wide range of scenarios that does occur. However, as James Yeager said, it is typically the rule of threes: 3 rounds, 3 feet, 3 seconds. Now that's good, but just remember that self-defense situations are unpredictable, and they can vary widely from a single attacker to multiple threats and from close-quarter encounters to situations requiring a long-range shot that is accurate. So you're actually in a place where you're in a high-stress situation, which can impact your individual accuracy and decision-making abilities. So relying only on that average amount of rounds, this can lead to a false sense of security. So I try to err on the side of caution. My minimum complement of ammunition when I go out during the day, when I'm carrying the Staccato CS, is 48 rounds, the minimum. And that's only because I only have 3 magazines for the gun. If I had a fourth, I would carry three spares. Now, by erring on the side of caution and having more ammunition than you need, this will ensure that you're adequately prepared for the unexpected and provide a greater margin of safety to any life-threatening situation. And it's not planning for the norm. You're going to prepare for the extraordinary. Now, I look at the 10-round number, and for me, I kind of see, okay, this is where I'm getting it. I'm in the territory I want to be. This gives you the best chance to respond effectively and decisively in an unpredictably violent world. Masad Ayoub, and he prefaces his research on LEO, switching from 5 to 6 round revolvers to 15, 18, or 20 round semi-automatics. 5 to 6 rounds was usually enough, but usually isn't always. Then there's Tim Grammons, an on-duty police officer, had to shoot an armed violent suspect 14 times with his 45 duty sidearm. 6 of those shots were considered vital hits and should have stopped him more quickly. Now, looking at the 10-round capacity, there are many reliable and concealable semi-auto handgun models out there that hold 10 rounds of 9mm ammunition, like the Sig Sauer P365, the Springfield Armory Hellcat, the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus, Glock 48, they all hold 10 rounds. I am going to use the 43 simply because of the form factor. 48 is a little longer, right? It's a little, you know, it's a little thicker. That's fine. I could probably get by with that. He didn't have one that day. He did have a 43X, but I was looking to save some money. I got a really good deal on the 43, so I'm going to make the 43 work. Now, day to day, I'm probably going to be carrying either my Glock 45 or my Staccato CS. I've got with the Glock, I've got it 17 rounds. With the Staccato, I've got 16. A lot of people are going to ask me, Bill, why didn't you get a Glock 19? Well, because a Glock 19 does not check the numbers or the boxes for the thin profile. Now, I have used a gun before with a thin profile. I have used the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. And those guns were superb, but I had owned another Glock 43, and believe it or not, I can shoot it better than the M&P Shield. Now, along with this, now what I will probably have are 9-round magazines, which is not quite the 10 rounds I want. In the first go-round, I'll have 10 rounds. Because I'll have one in the chamber and a 9-round magazine. The savings in weight, well, I haven't weighed it yet, but I'm sure it's going to be substantial. The Staccato CS, weighs 2.2 pounds, 1 ounce when it's loaded. Scotto C2, 2.5. A Glock 26 with 12 rounds in it weighs about 1 pound, 14 ounces. So you've got a 1 pound advantage here. Now, for some people are happy just to carry like the Ruger LCP 380, which holds 7 rounds. But in that instance, I would rather have a gun that has a full grip on it. That's where, you know, this is why the Glock 26 isn't here, even though I could get plus twos. The Glock 43, the gun itself, without a magazine in it, my grip is all on the gun. Now, here's what's going to matter. First of all, I will be carrying spares. So the fact that I don't have 10 or more rounds running in the gun at any given time is not going to mean much because I will have spares. And they'll be lightweight spares. They're not going to weigh me down nearly as much. And if I carry three of them, I have 27. I have about 36 rounds of ammunition on me. I'm semi respectable there. Some people would get out there and they want to carry other things like pepper spray and a knife and a multi-tool and a flashlight and all this other stuff. And in some cases I will, but not every day. Every day is going to be a gun. The other reason you carry spare magazines is purely a mechanical thing, because if the magazine you've got fails, then you want to be able to switch it. So, this will all come down to training. I'm going to have to train with this, and I know I'm reiterating myself a lot here, but if it was only 3 shots and all we need is a 5-shot revolver, and I'm not convinced that is going to be the getting out there and making that gamble on that lowest common denominator, to me, is just a little risky. What if I need 10 or 15 rounds? And a revolver just means I get killed a third of the way through it. So, what you carry is a personal decision, and you have to have a little bit of careful consideration with this. But by all means, whatever you do carry, train with this gun. Whatever it is, train with this gun and become as good as you can with it, because it will make the difference. If you have to use it, it will make the difference between life and death. I'll be back again in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. This has been Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.